We pray. Lord, show us the way. Amen. Have you ever stood on somebody else's shoulders? Perhaps as a little child at a parade, you were having difficulty seeing the parade. From down on the ground, all you could see was a forest of legs. But then your father picked you up and put you on his shoulders, and from there, you could see everything. Perhaps you wanted to reach some object which was beyond your arm's length, but you could reach it by climbing up on a friend's shoulders. There's a stained glass window in the French cathedral which displays Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel as very tall figures, while Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are ordinary size figures sitting on the shoulders of the prophets. The apparent idea is that the New Testament writers could see farther than the prophets because they were able to take the words of the prophets and apply them to the person of Jesus of Nazareth. Well, such occurrences have given rise to this expression, sitting on someone's shoulders. One can see further, know more, become wiser by standing on the shoulders of those who have already grown in their sight, in their knowledge, and in their wisdom. And that's kind of what the school is all about. Standing on the shoulders of those who have come before us. What if you had to start from scratch with math? No teachers. You just had to do it yourself. How long would it take you as a little child to come to the conclusion that 1 + 1 always equals 2? Addition, subtraction are difficult for a child to comprehend, not to mention multiplication, division, algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and calculus. None of those levels of math would have been developed without one person standing on the shoulders of someone who came before. Eudoxus stood on the shoulders of Democritus. Zeno comes in there somewhere. Archimedes climbs up, sees a little further. Jump ahead from shoulder to shoulder, and you see Cavalieri, and on whose shoulders Newton stood. And then we come to integral calculus. More shoulders, and there sit Barrow and Bernoulli, not the one in Cars 2. Of course, calculus is not what we're here to talk about. So listen to the words of Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders, that is, spiritual leaders, and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Now, the word obey here makes me think of the law. However, the Holy Spirit is using a Greek word, pytho, which means persuade. So we could read, be persuaded by your leaders. Now, that word pytho is used a number of times in connection with coming to faith. The Apostle Paul also speaks of being persuaded, not on the basis of ourselves, but on the basis of God who raises the dead. And this is what our leaders are doing, persuading us on the basis of God, on the basis of what God says. If they don't do this, then they're not watching over our souls. But if they are teaching the Word of God, then let yourself be persuaded. Stand on their shoulders, your teachers, pastors, parents. Stood on the shoulders of others who came before them, and they were persuaded. And this goes back over the centuries, from shoulder to shoulder, until finally we reach the apostles. And then, of course, we come to Jesus himself. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? So the apostles stood on the shoulders of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit persuaded them. The next generation stood on the shoulders of the apostles, and it has gone on through the centuries until today. And today you stand on the shoulders of these parents and pastors and teachers here at ILC. And from up on that high point, you can see farther than you saw before. You can see back to the first coming of Christ and ahead to his second coming. You can see that this Jesus has redeemed you by his first coming and redeemed you for his second coming. Be persuaded by your leaders. When they use the persuasive words of the Holy Spirit, climb up on their shoulders. In this way, you will be able to see farther. In fact, you may be able to see farther than your teachers did. Let me assure you, as old as I am, I'm still learning from the Bible. And some of this comes from listening to others, standing on their shoulders as they bring me the Word of God. I can see farther when I let myself be persuaded by the Word of God, on the basis of God. One more thing. When you willingly stand on the shoulders of your teachers, they're going to be filled with joy in their work. If you resist them, they will groan, and that will be of no advantage to you. You will be the losers. So get up on those shoulders and look off into the distance. Yes, even all the way to eternity. We'll sing hymn number 493, verses 2 and 3, and I would like you to substitute a word. Where you see the word pastors, sing the word teachers. Thank you. 493, verses 2 and 3.
And thus to prove how dear.